This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I have convened a panel of sorts. Allow me to run through everybody who is seated at this round table of sorts. Directly to my right, or your left, I suppose, we have the unstoppable force known as John Zirka.
Thank you for having me.
Showed up with a pack of lucky strikes. And let's be real, he's pretty much the reason for the season. I convened this panel because I want to see how he could handle a couple of women on camera. But we'll get to that. In addition to that, we have my boy Court, all the way to the left. You'll learn more about him.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The best kept secret from special ed.
There's a lot to learn about him. We'll get to all that. But Court is a great guy. I think he's going to add some good comedic flair to what we're doing here. And then directly to, I guess you're right, we have the one and only Kazumi.
You may remember me from top hits, like showering.
Let's yank this up a little bit.
I shower now.
You do shower now. That's good. So that proves that there are things that can come from being on No Jumper that will improve life for everybody. And then, in addition, you decided to bring along. I told you just bring a friend, and for some reason you brought Adriana Chechik as if she's just like a regular chick.
So. We're good friends.
What's up?
I was telling a story the other day about how a girl peed all over my couch or over my couch, and then I remember partway through the story, I'm like, oh, this story is about Adriana Chechik, for the record. And like, the people I was talking to were like, what the hell? Like, I'm like, I should have led with that.
I just remember being like, okay, don't sit on the carpet. I can do anything else but the carpet, because that's what Lana said right beforehand.
I honestly don't know what's harder to clean, a carpet or a couch.
A couch is harder.
When it comes to
Yeah.
Have you gaslit yourself into liking yet, or...
I haven't had so many encounters with it, but I'm into it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good
like extra lube.
Let me just throw this question out here. Zirka, what is at the top of your mind in terms of things that you want to know today in regards to these ladies? Like, what would you like to get to the bottom of?
I want to know if Adri remembers me grabbing her number at that party or if she's just being polite.
No, I said it first.
What year was it?
I think it was 2 years. No, it yes. was. Yeah, 2 years yes. ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, you remember.
I have a very good memory. And you, didn't you get the ball for my dog at the time? Like, I was playing with my dogs and I had a ball. And like,
is that like a sexual thing? A real dog?
Yeah, I brought my dogs, remember? And I was like playing with them in the backyard. And you got the ball, and that's how we started talking.
That's what you do if you want to hit on a girl. Yeah. You sort of like abduct her dog to take him from her.
Yeah, we played fetch. Like, yeah. I don't remember the dogs. It was that barbecue
party,
and
it was
right?
in the back part of his house.
Yeah.
So you can confirm that Zirka has Riz IRL.
Yeah, for sure.
He's hot.
I mean, I did give him my number.
That's the third time you did that, Kazumi. You called everybody in here hot.
I didn't call
it. That's business.
Jesus, hot, of course.
I think he has nice teeth.
I gotta be at least lukewarm.
I said I liked your hat.
I could take this off.
Take it off.
He does have a very complicated hat. You'll do well here with a fancy hat like that.
Yeah, I actually made this, man, but that's not the top.
Did you really? You wrapped yarn around the New York logo or what?
Oh, no, it's a proprietary secret. But oh. Yeah, I make hats.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. There's a lot of fancy hat connoisseurs here. Zirka, are you into that? You've been wearing the same hat the whole time I've known you.
What are you hiding?
I came here with one outfit for a weekend, and I told my team, I'm like, you know, after one interview, they're going to make me film all day. And my team's like, book a flight home. I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm not booking that return. They're going to book me. And was I right?
You were right.
And I brought one pair of clothes, and But now I'm moving out here.
It's
now
been a long time since I had a friend whose name began with Z.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's kind of bad. It's just like an underutilized letter.
Okay. Is that a dig? Like,
no, but I used to be friends with a dude, Chris Zeppieri.
Okay.
And I don't know how many Z's I've really had since then, although I'm guessing that there's probably some that I'm forgetting. I'm just saying, it's kind of rare. Shout out to Zelensky. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's making money.
Lots of Z's, yeah.
Definitely. So, okay, what do you want to get to the root of with these women? Because we've seen Zerka, the oracle, but we haven't seen Zerka.
I just, like, my whole message, and you're going to agree, but maybe you won't say it out loud. My whole message, why I'm on Earth, is to remind women your lives are easy and ours are hard.
Okay.
Your lives are so easy. We could talk about it for 10 hours straight, and I'll just be winning for 10 hours straight. But it's not like an offensive thing. It's like your lives are easy. Our lives are hard.
Like, there's nothing.
But now everyone's switching it.
There's nothing easy about getting gangbanged and having to make that into a business into a corporate.
Okay, that's one in a billion. Okay, there's not that many porn stars getting gangbanged.
Yeah, are you speaking about womankind or about
porn
stars?
I had to fight hard to get to where I am. So, I mean, I grew up from foster care, and I'm here, and I have a house, and I've got good money.
You got a lot more money.
Adri,
you got a lot more money than male porn stars.
Yeah, as I should, because
that's how easy it is for you.
No. You get more money because you do more work, and my body is a temple. My body is worth more than a male porn star. I'm sorry. It's the only industry where women run and make more money, so I don't feel bad about it. But
that's
it's not
true.
Easy.
Women make more?
Yes, porn in porn.
Of course.
No, the owners are men.
Okay. But as far as we're limiting ourselves to the performers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even nowadays, like, I mean, obviously with OnlyFans, like, we control our platform. We control our money.
But check this out. Since 16, you girls have fucking DMs. Your DMs fill with people like, Adam, how many girls go to LA at 16? If Adam and I went to LA at 16, we'd fucking starve to death. You guys could just figure it out.
I feel like.
Since 16, the world is fucking with you. Bro, we have to make money to get a fucking poke from our grandma on Facebook. Nobody with his notification. This guy's famous, right? His notifications are dry. That's what
he's
a man's,
right.
That's what a man's life is, dude.
And
even when you're
famous,
I can't
tell if these girls just respect my girl or if I'm a fucking loser.
No.
I think
Adam,
cool.
Do you think you got more notifications than these girls?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah, but why do you?
That's opportunity.
What makes you think that
these girls are going on Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan, you can call
First
me.
Of all, Joe Rogan doesn't want to have porn stars on there because I've already talked to him. He's more of a family man. He won't do it. Second of all,
wait, tell us what you guys talked about. That's big views.
No.
He's not having you on. You might as well leave.
Show the DMs.
No. Joe Rogan,
also,
let me know.
What makes you think that I'm going in the DMs and making money off my DMs? Like,
No. You have the opportunity to. Adam,
but
he can't get a nickel from his grandma for his whole fucking life.
But you being a male have the opportunity to make a higher income in most types of jobs.
Like what? Electrician? Like the
Any
hard
job,
jobs?
A business job? Like what? Like the hard jobs? Like you don't want to fucking put in work. You want to be lazy and just.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Then
that's why we're podcasting.
Oh my God.
You chose the laziest fucking job.
The most indulgent job where we can just sort of sit there and pontificate about
things. Like when's the last time you laid tiles or done something like manly?
Never. And
yeah,
in fact, I blame the world around me, not myself.
You know when I started hating women?
You hate women?
Oh, you're a woman hater!
Oh, I hate him.
He said the quiet part.
Whoa!
It's okay. I mean, call the police.
It was obvious.
Yo, check this out.
I'm going to delete that number. I can't believe you spit at me and then you hate
women.
But
check this out. For 5 years, I'm bouncing at nightclubs, getting $15 an hour. One bartender's making $1,000 doing fuck all on a slow night.
Bro.
And I was like, I'm robbing that bitch. Are you fucking joking me? $15 an hour and I got to fight those fucking Hell's Angels?
What the fuck? Did you ever think that maybe you just aren't good enough to earn more money?
If I was a bartender, would I make $1,000 like her? Hell no.
I think if you had big fat titties, I would pay you a lot of money.
Said, yeah, I'd have to go trans for that.
That's not always true because I got big fat titties and this makes me nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Do you relate to his worldview where he feels like girls all have it easy and with guys it's just life is just strenuous?
Bro, he's tall with the whitest fucking teeth I ever seen. I can't agree with him because I'll stop getting pussy immediately. Mm. So just for pussy. pussy's sake. I'm agreeing.
He does have nicer teeth than you, and that's fucked up because his are fake. You have veneer privilege.
It always confounds me when tall white guys like say that life is super easy because
wait, why do you say I'm white? I'm fucking ISIS, bro. What the fuck?
What are
I'm ISIS. I'm not a white guy. What the fuck?
You were white passing. I haven't seen
your
eyes.
I'm ISIS. What? You know ISIS?
White passing. That's how they get you these days.
Yeah. You know ISIS?
Chinese. Nope. You're white passing.
Like, Middle Eastern.
Yes, I'm from ISIS. Have you been to ISIS Island?
I was born in Kuwait.
Okay, but you know ISIS.
Yeah, I know ISIS. I know you're talking about the Middle East.
This nigga is saying ISIS like 20 times in a row. You're not going to be able to fly back home.
No. They don't let us fly anymore after 9/11. They don't do that.
Hard to believe.
I mean, I don't really have sympathy for a world built systemically by people that are men who have made it a world where it's easier for women to be exploited for their sexuality and desirability. Because first of all, okay, the world might be a little bit easier and give a person like me a lot more opportunities, but I've been like mid most of my life and it was way harder to like make a lot of money at like growing up.
You're saying women don't have privilege, like hot chicks have privilege.
Yeah, like you know, like okay.
I don't even think hot chicks have privilege. Yeah, because if you're a hot chick, everyone just assumes that you've got it easy. Everyone assumes that you're making money and stuff like that. But like a lot of the time you have to deal with a lot more bullshit and then you have to deal with people putting you down because you look good.
Yeah, but I'm framing it the way they're saying like, oh, like we all have these DMs and we have all these opportunities. And I'm like, okay, 80% of women don't really have like things like that, even though it's extremely annoying. Mm-hmm. I do feel like we're only talking about like a certain type of woman that
even you could be a fat bowling ball with two shoes at the bottom and you got DMs. You could be like the fattest bitch on earth and there's a category for that on Pornhub. And check this out,
there's a category Adam for you on Pornhub.
Yo, us three boys, our whole lives when we were trying to make money, you know, we struggled. When you guys struggled making money, it came with yacht parties and free lobster. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I don't think I've ever... Whoa.
You guys got free lobster you were struggling?
No, baby.
And then crabs.
No, I grew up in foster care. I was a stripper living in my fucking car. And
so
then
no guy took you on a date?
I take myself on dates, motherfucker.
No, when you were young, when you were 16, 17, no guy took you out on a date.
I didn't even go on dates until I was 19. I didn't even lose my virginity until I was 18. Why 19, do you think I was getting guys
AG,
to like...
19,
you think I was 16 being a hoe?
19, you go on a date, the guy's paying.
I almost always pay for dates.
No,
with
you
men.
Don't.
You're a rich OnlyFans girl. We get it.
Even before I was a rich OnlyFans girl, I always paid for men because I just simply
don't pay for men on dates.
Yes. That sounds like you had
holy
no respect
lying.
For yourself.
That's marketing, bro. That's marketing.
I think I just like to pay for men because
I don't
plug
your
really
OnlyFans
care.
Now. That's marketing.
OnlyFans,
you've never paid for a date. Come on.
I've always paid for a
Adam,
date.
Adam, you believe this?
I also
see
paid
what
for
I mean?
A room.
That's some self-loathing shit, though. As a woman, you need to be like basically allowing all these guys to put forth. It's like a science fair. They're doing their best job possible to impress
you. If I accept a guy bringing me to a yacht party, I am a girl who's living an easy life who like doesn't have to work hard. Or I could be a self-hating girl because I just want to pay for experiences so I could.
Let her pay, Adam. Why are you fucking?
Nah,
what are you doing?
I'll let her pay for sure.
We go on a date after this. You're paying.
Yep, we need proof. Take me out to Nobu, and then if you pay, I'll vlog it.
Yeah, will you really vlog it?
Yeah, I'll vlog it.
He'll take your Instagram pictures. That's really all we're good for these days, anyway, right?
I don't think I've ever really seen a man as a bank account because I don't want to rely on you guys for anything because I don't want to be controlled by whatever you. Want me to do. If I have my own money, then I'm going to move exactly the way I want to. And
that's
if you don't
wrong.
Fuck with it, then we're not going to date or
Every
interact with each other.
Every woman on
exactly.
earth wants to be controlled by a man. It's
The fuck?
That's the truth. It's,
what do you say? Who hurt you?
Probably ISIS.
His mom. Yeah.
I have been hurt. That's the
exactly.
point.
Exactly. You've got some deep rooted problems.
Check this out though. I have been hurt. And if let's say I have a long list of girls I dated, That's my experiment that, you know, you guys aren't as generous
Maybe
as us.
You're just
We're
like
paying
a,
for,
a
Adrian,
person.
You don't pay you for don't... dinners. Stop. Look at her smile.
Oh,
what the
shit.
Fuck?
You got her. You got her
when
ass.
Was the last time? I can't remember the last time I even went on a date. I'm a CEO, baby. I don't have time to go on dinners with a little men like you, okay?
Oh, shit.
Why do you think I never answered your text back when you gave me a number?
Challenge.
I don't even remember texting.
You did text me.
What'd
pull
I
it up.
I don't know, but you would try to hang out.
But I don't live here, so I was probably... Up north, there's no way I could hang out. But I did ask you to get on my podcast.
You have a podcast?
I don't remember that.
It's so bad, like I'm doing.
So you've dated a few women and they gave you a hard time?
Try and find a woman on earth that's not a gold digger.
Well, I think it's really easy. But I think if you lead with money, then of course you're only going to attract people who want you for your money. But the same way you may hate women now because you've had shitty experiences is the same reason a woman would probably hate a man for having multiple shitty experiences with men. But we can all agree that the reason why you're attracting shitty people is because you're shitty yourself. The same way a shitty woman would attract shitty guys.
But check
who
it out.
You're hating the world around you.
My gay frog gang, my community, we're the gay frog gang.
You're gay?
What do you mean?
No, we're straight. It's a fucking, it's marketing, guys. So check this out.
I don't mind if you're gay.
We're talking about the modern day woman. You want something that's going to traumatize you guys? Adam, me, all three of our moms agree with what I'm saying. They wouldn't say it out loud, but all of our moms agree.
Adam looks suspicious. He looks
confused. Your mom wouldn't say women are gold diggers. Any mom who got a son would say that to her son.
Mom's a pretty hardcore feminist.
Yeah. I feel
really?
Like if yeah. you is your mom like a cool mom? I feel
my
like
my mom's cool as shit.
My mom is definitely not a gold digger because my dad was a lame. So I feel like they both just had like an equal partnership like most people in the world usually do. I don't think my dad was like an NBA player.
That's
and my
the
mom
word.
Was a loser. Yeah.
You know? I love you. She said equal.
I want to paint
think,
the picture
do you
for
think
you.
Think men and women are equal, really?
In many ways. I want to paint a picture for you, Zarka. Her birthday party, tons of people there, hundreds of people there. Kazumi is tied up and being lit on fire while her boyfriend sits back and smiles and watches with pride.
This is real?
This happened.
This is fetish?
Give me your thoughts on this dynamic.
Like, how long is she on in the inferno?
Well, they were selectively burning her.
Yeah.
It's not like she was fully engulfed.
I'm a kinky girl. I like being set on fire sometimes. It's a hobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Set on fire, like fire?
I'm kind of like...
It's like the perfect woman.
Yeah.
You're pissing you off to get that gasoline and shit.
Yeah, flamed on fire. Wow. But that's like my kinky personal life.
The cops would ask and you'd be like, it's her kink.
I called the cops. There's a woman on fire.
How long did the fire burn?
I had multiple like getting set on fire performances. The first one was when they like lit my pussy on fire and then my boyfriend like lit a joint with it. And then there was one where me and my boyfriend made out and then we were surrounded by a ring of fire. And then were you there when they had those dildo skewers and they were skewering my pussy and mouth?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I'm sorry. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm a big Johnny Cash fan.
Did you get in the orgy tent? No.
I kept peeking into it to see if anybody was banging.
You leave early. It's like you're like an old man or something.
Yeah. If I'm not in bed by midnight, there's something wrong.
Okay, I'll start the party at 4 so the orgies can watch an orgy.
Honestly, that would be great.
How did you get in? How did you find out? How did you discover you like to be set on fire?
Like, I don't know.
You're dating an arsonist? What the fuck is going on?
I've dated a few arsonists, but I'll try anything twice. You know what I mean?
When was the first time?
When was the first time I got set on fire? The first time, this is like just a bizarre.
I'm trying to feel like the first time I banged you or just banging you in general that like I didn't really get my money's worth, that I should have probably lit you on fire as well.
You should have probably done that. We could run it back and do something strange and kinky or I don't know.
I would love that. I would like to see you with a fully burning head of hair.
Could we peg you?
No.
Okay, I respect that.
You could probably peg Zerka.
I feel like
I would beat her up.
Hey, Gurka.
That is fucking... How come
normally,
you have no...
Normally, women haters really do like it in the ass.
I would fuck you in the ass so
I love
good.
This. It's like, you hate women, therefore you're gay.
But he's,
I'm hate fucking them, bro. Gay.
He doesn't like fucking. He just gets head.
You don't,
is that bad?
Whoa.
You're going to kink
shame? Isn't
that
weird?
You guys are going to kink shame?
Pussy feels so good.
You guys are
going to
ignore
that.
Shame no, I understand because...
Yeah, I'm going to fucking kink shame you. You hate women. I'm going to do whatever I want.
No. I don't hate our moms. I hate modern day women. Whoa.
My mom.
So you hate
modern
day women because they're going out there and making their money. Like
they're not sharing it. They're selfish.
I'm sharing it.
Why
I'm
should we share it? Like what the fuck? Do you share your money with women?
Yeah, I lost 80,000 last year on my girlfriend. What the fuck?
Well, who the fuck
that
are you
bitch
dating?
Someone got to set her
trash
on fire.
They're dating trash hoes.
Who's y'all playing poker or something? How the fuck you know 80,000?
We were traveling and I'm like, yo, bitch, are you ever gonna like pay for a trip? And she's like, no. And I'm not here to fucking argue. So I'm like, I'm just trying to have fun. And I kept swiping my credit card. And then after a few months, I realized, yo, you guys are destroying our lives.
You know, by 70K.
I took a guy on vacation to Africa that was like $40,000 each.
Africa? Okay. That's like fucking $8 trip.
No, baby, not the way
I'm right here.
No, not like that. I'm saying, take someone to a resort, like a big fat resort.
I took
resort.
Them to the number one.
That's like taking them to my
South
country.
Africa.
Hold on, they have
resorts in Africa, bro.
So
let me get this straight. If I take my girl to my country, my third world bombed country, you think that's like a flex?
Okay, first of all, how dare you think that Africa is a third world? They're leading in some medical and science things. They have some of the best medical teams and doctors out there. So people need to stop thinking.
Okay, how much did
Africa
you lose though? How much did you lose?
What do you mean? I broke up with a guy, so I lost 42,000, but I took him on two trips over the year, so probably around 97,000.
We had Richard Spencer on this channel this week, and that was still the most racist thing that anybody said. I couldn't even think of anything to say. It took me like 2 minutes. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Anywhere outside of the West is usually a third world country. Like, go on Wikipedia.
Bro, you have no education. You have no fucking education.
Not to mention.
America is not the number one place.
I'm a refugee. You think I want to go back to my country?
Maybe where are you from again? Book.
Kosovo. Oh, I'm from a war zone.
Damn, yeah, it get real over there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've traveled the whole world, and a lot of places are poor. It's not racist to say. You know, Africa gets taken advantage of by the American Empire. This is Neo-Rome. You guys are trying to make the argument that U.S. isn't fucking over Africa for its minerals and resources? What are you, white supremacists? Are you guys fucking serious?
Whoa. So now he's justifying why he thought it would be an $8 trip.
Why did he look at the only black guy in the room and ask if I'm a white supremacist?
Are you?
No, but and he lit a cigarette like it's 1963 in this motherfucker.
It's like this is Mad Men.
Yeah, he's Don Draper or some shit.
No, Adam, you got to explain. You don't think China and the U.S. is pillaging Africa and all the continents.
I've heard a lot
countries.
About this colonialism stuff, so yeah, I think there's some of that going on.
You're sure?
Maybe
for
less
sure.
Now.
I'm just saying, don't think that they're underdeveloped or they don't have like some new age science and shit like that. Like,
I thought it was a cheaper trip than a fucking Disneyland.
Dude, no, you it's gotta, not.
Oh
it's
my
definitely
god!
Definitely not. Like,
you, bro,
like,
when
you,
I go to my
club, right there,
you are uneducated. You hate women. You think everywhere else is poor. When, I'm sorry, man. You are fucking uneducated.
All right, when I'm
you
in my country, with $2. With $2, I live like a king.
Okay, I'm so
That's
sorry.
Racist to say.
Oh my no. God, I'm
with
so $2, sorry.
If you go to Thailand with 35 cents, you're the fucking king of that place.
Poor you. Oh my God. Everything's about you. You grew up in such a shitty place. Let me boohoo and whine for you.
So you're telling me if I go to Kosovo.
Stop being a victim, bro.
If I go to Kosovo with $17, I can start my own caliphate?
If you go to Kosovo with $17 a day, Every woman there proposes to you. They get on one knee and they propose. They're like, you got a passport? That's how the world, you guys never left the U.S.? The whole world
traveled
wants that,
the world.
That passport. Am I crazy?
Travel the world.
Well, okay.
I would just say, like, in regards to her point of, like, dropping 40K, it's 40K is 40K. If she dropped 40K on butt plugs for a guy, that's still a ton of money.
Are you upset about spending this much money? Like, did it end up feeling bad once things didn't work out with the guy, I assume?
No, because I had amazing time and amazing memories. Uh-huh. Like, I would never be a, like, come on.
But, Adrian, did you do this when you were struggling on the come up? You didn't pay for a guy on the come up. He paid for a girl on the come up. We all did.
I didn't date anybody on the come up because I was working on myself. Like,
you will never know struggle until you're fucking in debt, poor, stressed out, and you got to fake a smile on a date to get some fucking head.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. Like,
and you got to pay on the date.
You can check my search history, bro. She knows struggle.
She's been through it.
If you haven't done triple anal, you don't know struggle.
But that's her now. No, I'm saying on the come up, guys.
Yeah, I've lived in my fucking car before, like, just trying to make ends meet. I've starved. I lived in my car for a full fucking year. I didn't date anybody my first 5 years of porn. Because I was too busy trying to make it. And even at the same time, I was being controlled by pimps or I was stuck in my fucking car. There was so many crazy shit that happened. So, like, I don't understand
the justification. When you lived in that car, 30 dudes a day came up to you saying, come stay at my place. When we lived in our cars, The only person we talk to is like a fentanyl dealer because we men deal with suicide. We have the real issue.
Oh,
you girls don't kill yourselves. We kill ourselves.
I will give you that. I'll give you that.
You know what I mean? There's always someone, even a crackhead.
You don't
see. Even a cute crackhead. You ever seen a cute crackhead, like toothless bitch? But
I'm
she's cute.
At one.
If you, not toothless.
I've seen some girls who are like in that in between stage where they were like a normal chick and now they're kind of a crackhead, but like they still kind of look all right.
Bro, female crackheads always got a tent to go to. Male crackheads are fucked.
My point is, there's no sexy homeless women.
There's definitely like some limited. Sexy. I saw Soft White Underbelly. There were some sexy homeless women.
Well, some of the you were on there.
I was.
Oh, shit.
And I used to be unhoused, so I guess I was a sexy homeless woman for a second.
Mm.
I mean, but also, there's that. There's the fact that, like, you're right. Any woman who has any level of sex appeal is probably not going to be homeless. But also, women are just kind of like the default victim of every situation that is based on physical strength in society throughout all of time.
I agree.
So when
we
talk about the patriarchy, it's like pretty obvious why it was formed, because there was a time relatively recently in our history in which physical strength was basically like the sole determiner of everything.
I miss those days. You know what I mean?
Do you
I miss
like
the caveman days where I'd be fucking useful.
Do you feel like you're not useful right now? Like, what do you offer and bring to the table?
Yeah, why should a woman pay for you like when you talk like this?
Because you're learning.
What are we going to learn from you?
This is my wisdom. I've spent a decade studying human beings, and I'm giving you guys gnosis to go to the next level, but you're saying I hate you. I'm telling you.
Wait, you're saying
Adrian,
you hate us.
You should, like,
like,
go to
don't
the
get
Olympics
it twisted, bro.
For the mental.
Like, you literally just said you hate us.
Not
you
guys,
women,
your species.
And then you're saying the exact opposite. You're contradicting yourself, bro.
I don't want to see men in debt but paying on dates. It's a crappy feeling, dude.
You know,
that's the first
maybe
time
for
you're thinking
you,
about
maybe for you, but some guys like that shit.
Whoa, what the fuck?
They
who
do.
Likes, who likes being broke?
I don't know, but a lot of guys like paying for women. Like, there's a lot of guys
that's
out
mental
there that
illness.
Like it.
I feel like, honestly, like, the whole time you were broke and paying for a girl 80K, I mean, if you have, like, such low boundaries that you were just going to pay for a bitch and you, like, dude, after 50K, I would have been like, girl, this is sus. Like,
yeah, why didn't you say like, something? Like, why weren't you like, hey, like,
that's not
because
my
it's a woman. What is she gonna get a job?
But you can
I'm
sit
gonna
here,
give her the ultimate yeah task. What?
You can sit here and say you hate women, but you can't go up to the girl you're dating and say, like, hey, you need to start paying for shit. Like,
yeah, what's your excuse?
Do you have a lack of communication?
It doesn't
something
even matter if it's that one. Throughout all three of our history dating, no girl ever paid for us.
Nah, you bugging. I get paid for all the time, bro.
Yeah. Really?
I'm about to
yeah
take
but
a
you're I feel like you're the type of dude who could get like pussy while being broke.
Oh yeah, bro.
A lot of guys can't do that, but
overdraft fucking is my specialty.
Like, you have the gift of gab. You're a good hang. You know, like, you could like show a girl a good enough time that I feel like she'd be willing to. And that's why you'll probably never be homeless. I don't want to say that because maybe you have been. But, like,
no,
you know.
Never.
No, yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you might not be the best looking guy, but I feel like your personality would
he
take you
great
to.
There we go.
No.
Let it out.
Yeah. Tell him how good he looks.
You're cute. And honestly, I used to be, like, pretty homosexual. Like, I used to fuck a lot of broke guys when I used to, like, work in welfare and stuff. And those guys would just, like, fuck like they needed a home.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I really was so dickmatized and stupid as fuck back then that I didn't care about, like, them spoiling me because the dick was just bomb back then.
But listen to what you guys are saying. You guys are saying, yeah, I've paid for a guy once in a blue moon. Men go 99 years till their heart explodes in their fucking chest paying for a mid bitch, for an ugly bitch, for a fat bitch. Men can do 99 years. Could you do 99 years of paying for some other human? You could never
but
do
women
that.
Are,
and if you did it, you'd be dry. If you did it, you'd be like, this guy's not a real man. You'd be dry. You'd be like, I don't want to fuck this guy.
Women are at a disadvantage in society anyway. So like,
No, you guys got it good.
No, we're at a disadvantage. Like, literally, statistically, we make less when it comes to income. Like, we can't even get a fucking abortion in most states. Like, what are you talking
but
about, bro?
But women make less because they're not as smart as men.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Come die on this hill.
There's actually tests out there. I forget. I'll send it to you. But Harvard did a test out there to prove we are equally as smart. We are equally smart, and then we actually respond in crisis the same way a man would respond.
Okay, but there are a million different factors that go into why there's a gap wage-wise, but one of the main things that I always come back to is that it seems like men tend to be the highest earners because they go into the fields that are the most demanding, and when you look at fields that where you earn the most, whether it's being like some crazy surgeon or doctor or lawyer or whatever, it would appear that most women don't really want to work fucking 80 hours a week doing something incredibly strenuous. And most women are a little bit more attentive to like their overall mental health and well-being and wanting to live a balanced life. Of course, a huge percentage of women at some point will leave the workforce in order to have a child. And then say their husband is making a lot of money, but they're just taking care of the kids. When they do the census and they figure out how much money people are making, it looks like that guy is earning a shitload. The work she's doing is very, very important, but it's not really being like quantified in a dollar amount.
I feel like statistically, though, we have to look at like why women don't go into those industries, and often
they can't. A woman cannot be an engineer.
I went to school for biochem and bioengineering, right? And I was one of only two girls in my class in Drexel. Okay, so the reason why a lot of women don't finish in those careers is because we're pushed out by men. It's so fucking hard to sit there. Like, I never, all my class projects, I never got partnered. It's so hard to get into into that group.
If, let's say,
but I know plenty of women who are doctors and in finance who work like,
I'm saying it's a good thing you guys can't do it because, A, you'll never know true anxiety until you get on a plane and see the pilot's a woman.
I just want to acknowledge
that is the highest level anxiety.
Women can't be engineers, and then she said, "I'm a biochemical engineer."
Point. Like the reason why a lot of women do not go into these industries is because they're often discouraged and pushed out of those industries by guys like this who believe it's
sexual harassment.
You guys feel comfortable with a female pilot? Be honest.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't care.
I would rather fly with Mohammed Atta.
Oh my God. I'm not afraid of women.
What?
But
9/11 was an inside job. It's fake news.
Oh, baby,
you can say that.
Don't even go there. Oh. Don't even go there.
That's all I'm saying. But
wow, you're uneducated.
Did you have a 9/11 truthers phase in your life?
No, I don't believe conspiracies and all that shit. Like I don't let my brain go there. Like,
but there are some conspiracies that are true.
Yo, back.
Yeah, but like I'm in my lane. I'm worrying about myself. I'm trying to do good things for myself, build my brand. Why am I gonna let myself falter into bullshit?
I'm with you on the 9/11 one for
back
sure.
When, like, back when Molly got lit, like 2012, bro. Molly and 9/11 doc was my fucking go-to move.
What?
Like,
take Molly and watch 9/11 the same one over and over, or just a variety of them.
No, all of them shits, Loose Change.
Yeah,
mad at them shits, bro. 9/11 docs and Molly was my go-to get pussy move, bro. Like,
those are go-to get pussy move.
It was the early version of Netflix and chill.
The tower's going down in her head. Just
oh
sucking
my god!
Hey, we was tweaking and freaking.
God.
No, but you guys understand what I'm saying, where it's like, if you guys wanted to, you guys could make 10 bands today. We would have to sit in a dark room and plot for a month to make 10 bands, right?
So
you guys could do it like that.
Sounds like, again, you're just uneducated and don't know how to make money. Like, everything you're saying, every time you say something, I'm like, wow, you need to fucking learn or read a book.
Every woman on earth has a free place to stay. Like, you know what I mean by that?
Well, there's the homeless shelter for guys as well, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem that desirable.
So you mean you don't have friends that if you didn't have a place, you couldn't hit up one of your friends?
Yo, can I stay at your place?
After what the fuck you said and the cigarette you
see
just
what I mean? See what I mean? Now, check it out. If I had a fucking swastika on, but I was a pretty chick, he'd take it.
Hell no!
That's how men are.
I fuck some racist girls.
Yeah, see what I mean?
I'm not turning down swastika pussy. It's just a tattoo.
Yeah, if you were going to have a chance with Adriana and as soon as you pull her shirt up, you realize that she's tattooed a huge swastika on her back.
Are you stopping?
My only response would be like, master race.
We should talk about that.
Oh my God.
It's not the fault of women that you guys would lower your boundaries for some
pussy.
It's
not even that.
Yeah,
it's pretty privileged because let me tell you this. You guys are both cute enough to smell like garbage. If either of you smelled like garbage, I would still be with it. I would buy you guys engagement rings. However, let an ugly girl smell the same way. Get the fuck out of here.
I wore a condom for you.
Thank you.
See?
Yeah.
Very
see?
Sweet. Yeah.
First condom I wore in years, maybe a decade, was for you.
Oh my God, that is so romantic.
That's how good your butt looked.
My first white guy ever. That was so wild.
In your new life, you said.
In my new BBL body, yes. And then since then, it like unleashed like white guys into my life. It's been a white boy winner.
No,
like,
I'd love to introduce her to Richard Spencer.
Who's that? I've been. Who's that guy?
A content creator.
Oh, cool.
that guy would set her on fire.
I think he used to date an Asian girl. If I remember correctly.
He's the white nationalist. He just wants a white America.
Well, he wanted. At one point, he said he wanted an ethno state.
But now he's reformed.
Whoa, I think
he's
pedaled
it back a bit. Yeah.
Wait, Adam, I was going to ask you, I'm like, how come other podcasts are afraid to have those kind of guys on, but you don't care?
Like, I don't know.
Don't you have someone calling you saying, what the fuck?
No.
When Adam speaks to people, it's not like he's co-signing that shit. He's like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan invites motherfuckers up and just has a conversation with them. And I think Adam does the same thing. Like, him speaking to somebody is not him representing their message.
I like interviewing underground rappers and everything, but there's an extent to which it gets a little mundane. I like to sort of throw myself into the fire pit and be like, let me get in here with Destiny and Richard Spencer, see what happens. Let me get in here with Zerka, and you can tell a bunch of girls how dumb they are. Yeah.
I think the cool part about No Jumper is the diversity in terms of, like, it's just you understand this is entertainment, and you don't realize it's necessarily a reflection of anyone's views. And it's just us having an open discussion on different perspectives and how people navigate the world, such as me thinking Zerka is, like, dumb as fuck, despite being extremely sexy.
Yeah, I mean, she's right. I don't hate women. It's just entertainment.
It's no, I think you probably hate women.
It's my manager right there.
So anyway, okay. What else is an imperative that we discuss? We just kind of got lost in the weeds there for a moment. Okay, can we try to diagnose your mental illness of why you don't like pussy?
Do you only do blowjobs?
I'm not going to lie. If men could get away with it, they would too, because there's a higher level of submission with that. It's hotter. It's just hotter.
Feels really good.
No. There's no...
Way better than a mouth.
A woman on her knees is a lot hotter than any other position, right?
You can fuck a woman while she's on her knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say it is her face. It's an act of love. Like, if I'm, like, really, like, slobbing on that knob and, like, pushing out, like, my Tiana Trump techniques, then it means I really care about a guy, you know?
Met a guy that just wants head?
I've totally met a guy. I feel like I like getting fingered more so than anything. You can finger me and leave.
I got a finger-sized dick, so that's great.
It's like two finger-sized
dicks. The thing I love about pussy is, like, have you smelled some good vagina before?
Never, bro. You can smell
it's
pussy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, pussy smells so bad you can smell it from a text message.
Smells like the candle store in the mall.
Bro, what the fuck?
Have you smelled a bitch mouth?
Exactly. Mouths are so much dirtier than pussy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not gonna go around like if they was like, oh, sniff my mouth. I'm good on that. I could just, I'm good.
What is this myth though? You smell good pussy?
Huh?
You smelled a good pussy before?
I smell great pussy all the time, dude. Sometimes when she get the jeans off, I smell great pussy.
This is good Molly, bro. He's got good shit.
No, but it's all about the Overton window of pussy smells, where, like, the older you get and the freakier you get, the more that you're willing to accept some funky smelling vagina. Whereas in my head, the worst pussy I ever smelled was when I was, like, 16. But I don't really think that was the worst smell of pussy. I think it just seemed the worst to me because I was so young and I had never smelled it before and it freaked me the fuck out, you know?
And it's crazy because you were 16 in like 74 or some shit like
that. Yo, back in the day, this was Watergate pussy.
You had like the hip-to-hip bush pussy and shit like that.
I've encountered some like smelly dicks, dude. Like one of the first dicks, I don't know if I told this.
Cheesy too.
Yes, like dick cheese, dude.
Cheese.
Whoa.
Yeah, I remember this guy.
Provolone.
He had like he was
a brie.
He was a little
brie.
He had an anteater penis. You know what I mean? Like
with some brie.
Yeah. Oh, like, where the skin covers it. Like
and then you pulled it back, and there was like all this dick cheese.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know, man.
What cheese would you compare it to?
Fuck, man. I would say like some.
Would you eat it?
Feta? No, fuck no.
Oh, me either.
I feel like feta is like heavily processed, isn't it? It doesn't just end up like that, does it?
It's kind of feta-like.
Yeah, it's like feta-like because like it's kind of. It could be like squished, like kind of like creamy, but also like clumpy.
The worst is pussy cheese, and we've seen that.
Whoa, where the fuck is everybody getting all this cheese from?
I've never had pussy cheese. I don't know what that is.
There's no cheese in a black
community. I was having a threesome with this girl. And
that's a yeast infection.
This guy was like, I want you guys to 69. And as soon as like he pulled his dick out, his dick was just covered in dick cheese and like my face was on her pussy. And I was just like, I'm just not hungry right now, dude. I don't want to tell the girl like, yo, you're like kind of like congealing and shit, so I just kind of like did that like fake congealing. Like finger thing pretending to lick it and stuff.
That's a yeast infection.
Yeah, I was like, I can't really get in here, man. This is a little...
Okay, but
when you handle it.
That's you guys when you say stop all this. And you're like, you need to fix that.
You guys say all this. I'm starting to think Zerker might have a point. Pussy is kind of gross, man. That mouth is a lot less variables.
Bro, at this point, I'm starting to think they know about some mouth cheese, too. Because shit, like, the cheese?
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see the cheese.
She's cheeseless.
I'm cheeseless.
She's
cheesy. Yeah.
Me?
Hot Cheetos.
Oh. Are you like,
you know, in ancient times, vagina was this is how they defined it, a psychic resonator portal.
What the
Who
hell
defined
are you
it as that? Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Plato, like in ancient times, like, these geniuses.
Plato said that.
These philosophers said it's a portal, bro. But if we defined it, we just say gross. This is a portal in ancient times. Like they had different words. Now we just see it as a material. It's always just flesh. And
I feel like my pussy is like entering a new dimension.
Do you feel you have a portal between your legs?
Yeah, I feel like it'll bring you to another world.
What?
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Not with a condom, huh?
We had raw sex. Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
You know what's crazy is there's nothing more powerful than what's in between your legs, because when you think of all politicians who like, or anyone who gets canceled and loses $1 million contract, it's always because of some woman.
But it's
there's
not,
never any
but
other
why,
reason.
Why do you keep saying it's because of some woman? Like, why isn't it the man's fault for going out and doing those things? Like,
it
why
is.
Are you
You're
evading
right.
all of this, the issues yeah. and putting it all on the woman?
Because the man is being feminine. He's being like a woman. He's trading a career for pussy.
Yeah, but that's his
that's
fault.
Like, that's like me
fault.
Working
that's
for
him.
Adam and fucking a bitch back there, and Adam fires me, and I go, damn, it was good pussy. It was worth it. That's like feminine behavior, what? Right? A real man would be like, I'll see you later, and you're going to give head. But a lot of guys, most guys lose their fucking everything because of what you guys are holstering.
You should go to the Olympics for the mental gymnastics.
But Adri is 100. Adri, I love you. You're 100% right. It is those simp fucking bitches' fault. Those men that act like women, it's their fault.
Exactly.
I don't really know how that's like acting like a woman. Like, would you say like I would skip work to get dick? Like, I don't know what.
I don't think you guys would.
You can't skip your work to get dick.
That's
like counterproductive.
Yeah, like skip work to get a different dick. Yeah.
But you guys are in LA, so you don't see like what that. You guys are, you know that the guy at the grocery store is invisible to you girls. Like most men go. 80% of men, I'd say, go their whole lives with very little sex.
No, we fuck fans. We fuck normal people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the bookstore. Okay, so I broke my back, obviously. I can't have sex.
Oh, yeah. TwitchCon, right?
Yeah.
You can't even get a little bit of dick on the side or anything?
No, I have 4 shattered vertebrae.
Did people believe you, or they were just, like, not helping you there?
They've seen the video, right?
No, people knew. Like, I mean, I have the scar, and I, like, there's videos of me trying to walk after.
Wait, soccer. How long do you think it's going to be till you can have sex again?
Probably another 6 to 8 months.
Whoa.
Like, I should be wearing a brace right now. I've been working very, very hard to just, like, stand and walk and move.
Is that the worst pain of your life?
Yeah, I have 2 rods in there and 8 screws, for sure.
Yikes.
This is worse than when Jordan left the game, man. Honestly, like.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And she didn't do it on her own terms, either.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
More than like a giant dick.
Exactly. So I was saying, so before that, I was at the bookstore and some random nice dude came up to me and I fucked him. Like, I paid attention to him.
Why?
Because I like normal guys. Like, you're just like,
why don't you keep him though? Why do you, why, you know, it's funny. Girls always go, I gave this one guy some pussy, so I'm a good person. That's the worst thing you can do. Guys who get pussy once and get blocked for life, those guys kill themselves. The worst thing, if you want to be a good girl, give
that.
No, if you want to be a good person, that grocery store guy, fuck him for 10 years straight.
What?
If you wanna be
so
Mother
you
Teresa,
you hate all women, but yeah, we should be enslaved to men.
No, that
what
guy,
the
that guy's,
fuck?
That guy's working with bags. He deserves it.
Oh my god!
My birthday party is like a convention of all the people I've had sex with over the years, and it's like the diversity in those men is like astounding. Like there's like
they're all black.
No, there was
a lot of white guys.
There was a lot of different types of people there.
Tall black guys, short black guys, fat black guys.
They were in there. Adam22 was there. There was some YouTubers. There was diversity in the crowd.
What race is the best sex? Don't be a pussy.
I don't think there's really a like the best race.
Oh,
in
really?
Sex.
You had some good white boy?
Yeah, I fuck Johnny Sins. I fuck Adam.
White boys
too.
Can't fuck. What the hell?
I know Johnny Sins hit it so much better than me. No,
I think you guys are great.
I just hear about him. Girls tell me all the time about how they go to his crib to shoot, and he'll be fucking the shit out of them for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I'm like, damn, I'm putting in 20 minutes, you know?
Yo, wait a minute, like, I just had a psychic revelation. Oh, this is so fucking. This is gonna blow your mind.
Psychic revelation.
I've never, in the U.S., is a diverse country and stuff. I've never seen an Asian male porn star.
There's a few.
Oh,
a few
okay.
Holy,
so that was,
have you seen a Chinese dude hitting it on the hub?
No, I don't look for men. There is some, and I actually love Asian men. It's kind of like my thing. There is some, and. If you go to Pornhub, you will see it. So
like you get turned on by them?
Yeah, I fucking love it.
What's the biggest Asian dick you've ever seen?
Two.
I feel like
realistically,
got
probably
problems.
Around 9 to 10 inches.
Really? You've seen a huge one? Yes. I asked you and you told me you've never seen it.
I was saying my sentence was I fuck Leo Weiss and he's an Asian porn star.
Oh, really?
He's pretty big.
And you got a big one?
It's a lie.
You've met a Chinese guy with a 9-inch dick?
Yeah, I took his virginity.
And I have a Bugatti outside. Like
you took a wait. You took his virginity? Yeah, what the fuck was he doing with that thing before this?
Yeah. Well, I was like being a hoe back in the day.
I don't
so
buy
he
this.
Booked me for it.
I mean,
you took a 9-inch dick.
And then he went into the porn world.
No. He didn't go into the porn world. I'm just saying there's other guys in porn that are Asian.
Yo, okay, but can you be real with me? Is there a racial hierarchy of penis size?
Obviously.
Is it blacks get the gold, whites get the silver, and then...
For sure,
Asian.
Yes.
Is this how... And where do Hispanics fit in
well,
there?
Okay, so, where so I would say it would be black guys, and then honestly, I would say it would be a tie between like white guys and Hispanic guys. But like Hispanic guys have thicker dicks, you know?
Really?
Their dicks are thicker rather than longer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have never known that.
Yeah. Well,
lately, I haven't really been as obsessed with big size because I feel like I like a good like middle large, like a medium,
big
to
dick,
medium.
Yeah, you like a hog.
Yeah.
Medium to medium.
I wanted to like I was telling you yesterday. I wanted to hit my cervix.
Yeah, it's I like don't need ship. It to meet my cervix, but I feel like a good 4 to 6 inches is like an amicable size that we could comfortably have sex every
day. You said 4 to 6.
4 to 6 is
fine.
Dude.
You got to knock the bottom out that motherfucker.
What the hell
you
is going
use
on?
Like an 8.
I feel 4? Like. There's no such thing as a dick that's too small, but there's that's definitely such a thing as a dick that's too big.
Shut the fuck
there
up.
There is. Okay, hold if you have a 13-inch dick, I can't fuck you, man. Like, that's crazy.
On that, though. Like, what did you
okay,
do
there's definitely guys in porn whose
gross.
Dicks are so big that I'm like, this literally might, like, make my, like, my body, like, a little salsa bowl of crap. You know? Like, I can't
you need
fuck
to step
them.
It up. Just put that whole thing in there.
But if we hook up with girls, we, like, don't need giant things in our pussy, we can like come in different ways. So I don't need like a ginormous dick all the time.
Yeah, but
maybe what, like on holidays.
How do you handle a 1-inch dick? What do you do with that?
Bro, you do foreplay and stuff like that. Just like a lot of fucking foreplay. And then honestly, like
you sit on his face.
Yeah. Also, like girls don't need like deep penetration to come. Like a little dick probably is really good because they're hitting your G spot like easily. You just grind on them.
So
you
just hit that shit like an analog.
Normally, anybody that has like a really small dick like that is always like a fat guy, which is totally fine because then you can fuck his dick. I like fat men.
He was skinny when I met him, so he's known both sides of it.
Yeah, but I like fat men. Like that's my thing. That's my king.
Does your dick get smaller when you get fatter, or is it just hidden?
I heard that was supposed to happen. However, I've been blessed enough to maintain the same average dick that I've always had.
That's nice.
I think it's just the padding there. You know, you have a fat pad that makes it look smaller because it sort of like has to compete against your fat pad.
Yeah, well, I develop a fupa, fat upper penis.
But see, fucking fupas, like with a dick inside of you and having your clit rub a fupa is really nice.
I heard that chicks like that.
Yeah, I haven't been with a fat guy yet, and I think I would like to.
You would love it.
Hey, I'll charge you 50% off. Just let me know.
I know a few.
But they need to be funny.
One of my
and they need to reach through my BBL ass, you know?
Yeah, that is the problem with women who have big butts is that at a certain point, if you got like a 3-4-inch dick,
it doesn't fit in there.
Yeah. I would have to like sit on it.
You have to really open that shit up to get in there.
I fuck girls with big like natural asses where it's been like, oh, this is not like this. Like if I was not on camera right now, I don't know what the fuck I would do if this was in real life. Like I got to make it work because it's on camera, but I don't know. This is like really not a thing.
Like you're my not penetrating?
I'm fucking like 2 inches of the end of my digger in there, and I'm like hitting it like I'm on camera, but it's so hard to like get in there because there's so much ass. It's a fucking real tricky problem to figure out.
Even more difficult than that is fucking a girl that has a big ass like that, but she's also 7 months pregnant.
What?
Mind you, I have no kids. Shit. I have no kids.
You like the pregnant ladies.
It's a threesome.
Extra warm. It's extra
I have
warm.
A pregnancy kink. I have a fake belly bump that I like to wear sometimes.
What?
Oh, that's a little.
What do you wear it to do?
Sometimes I like the attention of walking outside looking really pregnant because people will like make room for me. But I like to have
make
sex with like, you know, like a Skims dress on, but like it hiked up. This is actually too much for
me. She's
the
disturbed.
World. But like, it's just like I look so pregnant and like I'm so cute and like fertile.
You're deranged. Okay.
Let's put
put a pin in that.
Pregnant.
Kazumi is deranged. Let me throw this idea out there. And I said this on the podcast the other day, but I want to hear your thoughts. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and this woman made the point that she said the sexual revolution has been bad for women because with women, if they have sex with a lot of different guys, we all know that a woman is more likely to orgasm from having sex with the same guy over and over, whereas a guy, you could fuck 20 women and just come, and it is what it is. But on average, this woman was saying that for women, being in a committed relationship or a long-term relationship, at least, is way more likely to give you significant amounts of pleasure.
On average, that girl sounds like a loser, bro.
She seemed pretty smart in context. I mean, I might not have communicated
okay,
perfectly,
so
but
here's the thing: I can agree with that, and kind of disagree. So I agree with that in the sense is like, if you give a girl really good sex, they like you, right? Like any guy that's really fucked me good, I've started to like, right? Mm. And I think that for us, we don't get horny. I like to say women like to be desired. Women don't get horny. We like to be desired. So if you desire us, it in turn makes us want to fuck and makes us horny, right? But at the same time, I can make myself come on anybody, right? I know how to move my body to where I can come fucking anybody. So there is that, but
you're good at it.
Yeah.
The average woman, I don't think, would be able to say that.
Here's what I got from
you. But building a nice connection does give you better orgasms because you have the love there.
So do you feel like encouraging women to have shitloads of sex partners is kind of like it might feel empowering, but it's probably not good for that woman's long-term enjoyment of sex, right?
I don't think
it's harmful at all, though.
Yeah, I feel like it's harmful.
Damn, Adam, you're in the porn industry and you say that on your podcast. You're real as fuck.
I'm just throwing the idea.
You're damaging your own bag. That's real as fuck.
No, because
that's real as fuck.
Women should be like told that you can sleep with whoever you want. I just kind of think it might not be for
you're
the
best. You're fucking
up
their bag.
You know, like
they do it on camera.
Okay, 50 bodies ago, I probably sucked at sex a little bit harder than I suck at sex now. Every time I have a new sexual experience with someone, I hopefully try to walk away from it with knowing a little bit more about myself and what I like and what I don't like about.
Or how to make a guy jizz.
The difference from men and women when we're talking about sex or anything really, women are all, young guys gotta listen to this. Every city on earth has some bum, broke drug dealer who has the hottest chick. He doesn't do anything for her and she's in love with him. We all know this guy. I was this guy once. Women are all mental. We men can hit it. We can hit the flesh. We don't have to be mental, right? She could look like fucking Grimace or fucking Hamburglar. We'd hit it. But women are all mental. And that's why a lot of guys, there's this whole fucking section on the internet where guys hit it right. She orgasms. She loves the night. Still blocks that little bitch. Me, I've been with girls where they don't fucking nut for a month with me. They chase me around to the end of time. Dude, women respond to spellcasting and words. Bro, they're so mental. And once you actually know what you're doing, you can make her nut with words when she's across from you at the hotel.
Yeah.
You could say, I'm your blood father. Get down, bitch. And she's like, oh, she's just
bro,
nut.
What the fuck
if
are you talking about?
What the it's all
father?
Mental, bro. It's all mental with women.
No,
it's
I agree
all
with
mental.
That. If I can't.
Why do you think Manuel Ferrer is the highest paid porn star from the men? He's whispering all Sanskrit and all these languages in their ears.
Yeah, sometimes if I can't have an orgasm. Sometimes if I can't have an orgasm, a guy will kind of talk me through it while we're having sex and encourage me to have an orgasm, and that does actually make me come. So
especially if you're hooking up with a dude, mm-hmm. who he's a mean guy and you know he's a mean guy, but you're just horny, whatever.
I don't fuck mean men.
So of course, you guys have never fucked a mean guy?
No, fuck that. I mean, fuck you. You think women are stupid?
Mean guys get everything.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, I don't like to fuck
you
mean
are
people.
Uneducated, man.
You think nice guys get pussy?
Nice guys finish last.
You know the
they
act.
Still finish.
I dated a nice guy for years,
bro. Do you know a nice guy? The act of sex, when you look at it, it kind of looks toxic, right? It looks like a genocide, right? But that's
what
why.
What the fuck are you be doing?
No, no, like yo, if you
what it looks like.
What does it look like? Titanic? Do you guys? It's not fucking love.
It looks like Rwanda.
No, but I'm saying it looks like animalistic, right?
Not always, sometimes.
Most, oh my, when he's building up momentum, come on.
When I was a lot more insecure, I would fuck mean guys, but now I'm not insecure, so I don't fuck losers.
Okay, have you ever been smashed hard?
Like, yeah.
She's been gangbanged by like 50 dudes.
That's like my job.
That's why nice guys finish last, because in her psyche, she cannot see him actually smashing hard.
I think nice guys
she can't
guys
see
smash
it.
What are you talking about?
That's why women, you women, even when you're successful, you guys will date a fucking criminal out of jail. Adam would never fucking date a girl out of jail.
I wouldn't date anybody like that. What the fuck are you talking about?
What's up? Crooks get a lot of pussy. Am I crazy?
They might have been taken advantage of by a racist police system that we live under in America.
That's
you should
true.
Be forgiving of these criminals.
First time I got arrested. First time I got arrested, Adri, the most DMs I ever had.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Well, okay, so that's other women, but like
that's
I'm
all
not
women.
Talk to no
even
fuck
nerds.
No,
everyone
no.
like
I want to talk to somebody who's on my level.
They're like a villain. You guys like a villain.
No.
So earlier
in
the pod,
sure.
You were talking about how when you were on the come up, you were going broke trying to fuck mid bitches and women, and then you were talking about how on the other hand, when we were like in our cars and unhoused. Like hot guys were just magically hot, rich guys were falling off the earth trying to fuck us. Like, so which is it? What reality are we living in?
It doesn't have to be hot guys. You guys always had a plan B to not kill yourselves.
What?
We've always thought about like, damn, bro, this world's unfair. You guys never think the world's unfair.
Really? I think a lot of us think the world's unfair.
Wow.
Hell no. What, in your Ferrari? Aren't you guys rich?
Yeah.
Maybe, no.
Are you just
so
you're driving
fucking
the fucking Ferrari? It's so unfair.
No, I have a $40,000 car. Like I'm not fucking rich. I pay my. You know how much taxes I pay?
You're rich. Give
no,
me a
baby,
break.
I'm not rich.
Adriana Chechik is like the biggest name.
Yeah, but I'm not rich. I didn't pay my taxes for like 7 years, so I'm still working that shit
Oopsie.
Out.
Don't say that.
Don't say no, it's good. I got
we're on the same page.
Lawyers.
We're on the same page.
I got lawyers, so we're good. I'm getting my shit together.
You know what she told me one time that I considered quite revelatory? I think this was on Plug Talk, onlyplugtalk.com. Go watch our scene with Adriana Chechik. But she said that one time she met a guy and he was coming over and she decided to surprise him by wearing, you know, sexy lingerie or whatever. And he opens the door and goes in and kicks it with her for fucking 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then he has to go use the bathroom, and then he comes out and he's like, I'm sorry, I just can't do this.
Yeah.
And like she basically like overwhelmed him. That would be my ideal situation with like every girl I met my entire life. It's like I come over and you have lingerie on and you want to get freaky.
That happens to me all the time, actually. It's very hard for me to get laid, to be honest.
I do
not
get
even
rejected
kidding you.
Often.
Yeah.
You're just too forward.
Can we get that as a soundbite? Adriana Chechnik is saying she's having trouble getting laid.
I really
I'm
going to
kill myself, Adam.
I am.
Are we capping this hard?
You need to work harder or at least lie better.
I mean, of course we have options, but those options suck ass. Like, I mean, I could walk outside and a million guys would be like, I want to fuck you. And I'm like, you are co-signing me for probably the worst experience of my life. Like, this is a waste of my goddamn time.
I thought you fucked Adam. You're insulting Adam.
No, that was good.
That was the best, too.
Yeah.
I killed it.
Watch it.
No, but okay, so the other day I did this poker podcast, and so I'm talking to this female poker player, Veronica, and she's closer to like a normie than the average girl that I'm around. No offense to her, like being a poker pro obviously is like not like a normie life, but compared to all the porn stars I'm around and shit, it's like, and I'm talking about fucking, and I'm talking about working at getting better at fucking and like giving some tips to guys about how to stay hard longer and how to, you know, try to make her come and everything like that. And she just responds, she's like, this is just like depressing for me because I feel like so much of the sex that I've had in my life has just been like guys not even trying, not even like even scratching the surface. And I felt the depressing undertones of her saying that, of like how bad it must be fucking random dudes, like, and just having them just be terrible. And I felt for her.
Yeah.
You know, and like
it happens a lot.
In an inverse way, I feel like sometimes if I feel like a guy's watched a lot of my porn, he like expects me to go nuts, like, when we finally have sex, and it makes me feel, like, really weird. Like, I, like, don't want to do it anymore. Like, it's like, they've, like, seen me do, like, some insane gangbang shit, and then they think I'm gonna, like, throat their dick in, like, 1 second.
They show up with 30 of their friends.
And I'm like,
show up with the whole block.
added to the group chat.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why it's hard for us to date, because they expect us to go nuts and, like, try really hard, and it's like, sometimes I just want to have, like, missionary eyes closed, forehead to forehead.
I got a homie who just became single, and I hooked him up with a porn star. Like, I hit up this girl that I knew he liked. I was like, hey, would you go out with my friend? She said yes. He's going to hang out with her or whatever. And I told him, I'm like, yo, just don't say anything about the fact that she's fucked giant dicks before you. Because I'm like, girls always mention that to me as just being kind of cringe, that whenever dudes fuck a porn star, they're always like, oh, I know you took fucking 12-inch dicks before. My dick's not that big. Like, just don't say anything about it. Yeah. Just act like it's all normal.
That's some reckless shit.
What, bringing it up?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be tempted to bring it up?
Nah, not me. Because the thing is, like, this is something that we both know. I don't need you to tell me. You don't need me to tell you. So it's like...
Exactly.
No, dude. Like, if a bitch fuck Dredd and I get the chance to fuck, I'm not going to be like, well,
You just be happy.
No, you have that monster, but here's mine. Yeah.
Like, I don't care if your pussy is like a JNCO leg. Like, I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
That's why when you was talking about how fucking a dude once is rude or wrong or something.
It's rude.
Totally disagree, man. Because let me ask you this. If you had a chance to fuck either of them, you asked for her number before. So let's say Adri, right? If you had a chance to fuck her once, right, and she never fucked with you again, you wouldn't think like, oh, yeah, that was cool, man. I fucked that
once. Yeah, but I'm not like the average guy. The average guy got nothing else DMing them, so they go back to, like, empty DMs.
Bro, there's people that go on Wheel of Fortune and win a fucking car and a big-ass vacation. It's not like they keep winning that shit. I feel like fucking one of them is, like, winning Wheel of Fortune.
No, no, if you...
Oh, I love that. He's a nice guy.
Throw me some pussy.
She's Pat Sajak.
I love you.
If you fucked a woman once, you never fucked her. All right, you fucked her if you've had it 10, 20 times, then you can claim once.
Yeah, but these are
who the fuck would want to claim once?
But these are professionals, dude. Yeah. You ever played ball with Kobe? You ever had a steak from Salt Bay?
Right. Yeah. Like if you get a chance to play ball with Kobe, you're probably going to get to play ball with him once, right?
That's what I'm saying.
If you fuck Nicki Minaj one time, you fucked her.
That's all
you
I want.
You're allowed to say you fucked her. Let's be real.
10 times. Like, if I got in there once, I'm happy with it. Also, I feel like if I fucked, like, a virgin, I feel like he would be able to walk from life with a lot more confidence after fucking me that he would then...
Totally.
So you're pro-pity fucking.
Totally. I love pity fucking. That's, like, my sport. That's, like, my, like... That, like, fulfills
It's fun
me.
To make somebody's day.
Yeah, I like making men horny. That's my job. Nice.
I think more women need that attitude.
Yeah. But I like...
It's kind of dangerous, though.
But I
what
like...
What do you mean?
Like men.
The guy that you're giving some, like, sympathy kitty to, that guy's a school shooter.
What?
No!
My pussy,
that guy's a dangerous motherfucker.
She's giving a school shooter hope.
And, bro, there's
if you was about to shoot up a school, right, and then somebody
By Kazumi?
Yes.
I save lives of this pussy.
I'm not
dude.
Shooting up no more schools. There's a chance, bro. I live to see another day where I might be able to have that shit happen again.
I would rather be locked up with Bloods and Crips than a dude who never got pussy. What? That guy's a serial killer, bro. What the fuck? A dude who's getting sympathy pussy, that's a dangerous dude. You know that homie that gets...
Why are you calling it sympathy? It's not sympathy.
She
it's
said it. Didn't she
making...
say pity? She said pity.
He said pity. He said you like to pity fuck. She didn't say that. But here's the thing. It's about making somebody's day. Like, it turns us on to see somebody get happy.
Bro, that's Ted Bundy's day you made. That's a dangerous...
And he wouldn't be Ted Bundy anymore. He'd be Ted Happy.
That's a normal guy who doesn't know how to talk to women, or someone maybe who's disabled or handicapped who can't normally get women. And we gave them the confidence after us to go out and try and get a woman.
Check this out. If you guys went up to any dude on the street and said, yo, do you want to come to my crib? Most men married, they'll all say yes. If we have a Ferrari, we pull up to a chick, she'll still hesitate. Why? Your biggest fear.
Because you could be a murderer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why women like players, because they go, this guy, he's got women. There's no way he's going to strangle and murder me. But if you go for that dude who got nothing, he's just some fucking dork. That you know that weird kid in the back of the class?
Nerds.
You give the weird kid in the back of the class some pussy? That's so dangerous. You want to go to that guy's house? That's so dangerous, bro.
No, yeah. Those are the guys I like. Those are the guys I go for. I go for nerdy guys.
He's starting to make a point, man.
That's a scary... Hey, think of the homie we have who never gets pussy at the bar. That's the guy who betrays us.
You think if
that's
I get
every
pussy,
single time the guy, our homie that gets no pussy,
them niggas he, be killing women.
He's the murderer of the group. He's the most dangerous. He's like, he's the first to snitch. He just hates his life.
There are men out there that haven't gotten pussy that are totally fucking normal, bro. Like, what are you watching?
No,
not that normal.
Yeah, it's a ticking time bomb. If you don't get some pussy soon, you're going to crash out.
I'm saving lives by giving that guy pussy. I gave a fan experience for the disabled one time. I fucked this blind guy because he had listened to my voice on No Jumper podcast. And
proud to be a part of this.
And I felt like after having sex with him, I felt like it really made his life so much happier in like a world full of darkness.
Was it awkward experience?
It was still dark.
Yeah, it was still dark.
You didn't brighten up shit. You fucked the blind guy.
Yeah, he was blind.
You didn't
yeah.
cure that shit. Yeah, you're not Mr. Beast.
But he definitely like...
Was there awkward moments? Like, was he like, where are you?
No. Oh.
I kind of was like, do you know what I like look like? And he was like...
You asked the blind guy that?
Do you have an idea of like... He was like, I know you're like... Asian, you know, I was like, I am.
She's like, I know you're Asian.
You know how they have that walking stick? Was he like fingering you with that before you got going?
No, he didn't finger me with that. But I did ask him, like, are you a titty guy or an ass guy? And he said, titties. And I let him,
like, how good would it feel if you couldn't see it? I don't know.
That'd be crazy because you're getting titty fucked, and then she could just pull out the trap guard and say, that's actually my ass. But you know, she could just switch it.
The difference between ass and titties?
I'm saying he doesn't have the reassurance to know if it's tits.
If I was blind, how would I have any kind of reassurance that they weren't trans?
Like,
whoa.
I mean, like, there's like my, well.
I mean, they're really good. Like, they can tell what you look like just by touching your face.
They're like,
when you're blind, your other senses are heightened.
Oh,
right?
Like Daredevil.
No, I don't believe that shit because what image do they form in their head when they start touching your face if they're blind?
The shapes, baby. The shapes.
Yeah, I mean,
like, no, you could be like that.
if you have acne and he starts reading shit off your face,
it's gonna feel like you have acne.
That's Braille.
So, like, if I could feel you have high cheekbones, then I'm gonna think you're hot because I know that high cheekbones is a good thing, even though I can't actually see you.
He was able to see for a long portion of his life. He was a frat guy. He had
He's seen a woman.
So
okay.
He's seen a woman, and then at some point he did lose his vision. Unfortunately, shout out Gabriel, I love you so much. We talk all the time, like through like voice notes and stuff. So we were able to. We've actually cultivated a really amazing friendship. I have a lot of love for that guy. But I feel like after I gave bro pussy, it like really motivated me to keep giving more pussy to the world.
I gave bro pussy is a crazy phrase. I'm not gonna lie.
No, like it made me happy. Like I felt like, you know, sometimes people don't see that people like that, you know, have the same needs as all of us. Like
everyone, open up a pussy charity.
Like, I admire your generosity, but I think ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You should have fucked somebody that was born blind.
I wasn't blind enough, bro. Like,
not blind enough.
You should fuck a retarded person.
I would
be really big.
Yeah. I definitely have.
No, but like someone formally retarded.
Oh, okay. No, I definitely have.
Okay.
Word. All
right, girls.
It's Adam.
Thank you guys so much for pulling up. I really appreciate you guys taking in the wisdom of Zerka, and hopefully you guys could have impacted him in some way. I know I've been impacted. So
sure.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
He can impact me.
Wow.